Okay, now we give a different look at the derivation of the Verlet algorithm within the symplectic formalism. And this approach, the approach that we present here, is useful when we consider approximation of the evolution operator in terms of the exact Liouvillian in terms of many different factors, more than three factors. And as we shall see, multiple time-step algorithms are one such example, but also the symplectic approximation which are used for the Nose-Hoover algorithm that we will discuss a few lessons from now. So let's remember that the Verlet transformation from a theoretical point of view is obtained by combining two distinct transformations, one associated with the Liouvillian LP and the other with the operator LQ. So now we want to discuss these two transformations in detail, but separately. So let's first consider the operator LP, and the operator LP can be viewed as a Liouvillian, which is associated with a Hamiltonian, which is simply given by the potential energy, as you can immediately verify, because if H is U, you immediately get that LP only contain the terms force times d over dp. And the operator generates a transformation, which is written here. Capital Q is the result of the application of the operator exponential ILPT to the all coordinates small q and small p. And analogously, capital P is the result of the application. So what it does, it doesn't change the coordinate and it shifts the momentum by a quantity which depends on the coordinates. It is easy, quite easy to verify that this transformation is canonical. So you should verify, for instance, the relations that are presented in the appendix of the notes that I gave you in the last lesson, and that the Hamiltonian H2, which is associated with the new coordinates, is identical with the original Hamiltonian H, so that the Liouvillian in terms of the new coordinates is identical to the Liouvillian in terms of the old coordinates. So this is the situation, and so we can use the relation that we proved for generic canonical transformations in the last lesson, which is written here. So if you apply the operator LP in the coordinates small q and small p to a function A in which we have replaced capital Q and capital P with its expression small q and small p, this is identical to the application of the operator as a function of capital Q and capital P, and after make the replacement in which Q is replaced with its expression and P is replaced with its expression in terms of the original variables small p and small q. So this is just the general formula that we derived in the last lesson applied to this canonical transformation, with the only property, the only important property here is that the Hamiltonian H2 is identical to H, so that the Liouvillian before and after the canonical transformation are the same operator. And the same argument applies to LQ, which is again a Liouvillian, which is associated with a Hamiltonian in which only the kinetic energy is present. It gives rise to this transformation, which again it's easy to prove that it is a canonical transformation. As you can see, this is just a change of reference system using some velocity p over m, and H2 is identical to H again. So this is a simple case of a canonical transformation in which the new Hamiltonian is identical to the old Hamiltonian. And so the Liouvillian in the new coordinates is identical to the Liouvillian in the old coordinates, which means that it's always LQ. So here we have, in this way, proved that the application of LQ to the function of small coordinates is identical to applying LQ to a function of the new coordinates and make the replacement of the new coordinates in terms of the old ones after the application of the differential operator. So we can thus reinterpret the Verlet dynamics. The Verlet dynamics is obtained by applying the three operators in sequence. So let's first apply the exponential of ILP times delta t over 2 to the coordinates, to the vector which contains p and q. And so we obtain in this way p1 and q1, which are the result of this transformation, and which at the end we replace small q and small p with the coordinates p0, q0, which are the values of the coordinate and of the momentum at time t. So this is the first step. Then the second step entails the computation, it requires the computation of p2, q2, which correspond to the calculation of the application of two operators. First, the operator which depends on LP, and after that, we should apply the operator which depends on LQ. But now we can use the relation that we have proved for LP and rewrite the calculation in this way. First, we apply LQ to big P and big Q, and then we simply replace big P and big Q with Q1 and P1. So this is nothing but the use of the expression which relates LQ in the all variables and LP in the all variables. So this is the idea of the calculation. And the last step is dealt with analogously. And in this way, we can obtain P3, Q3, Q3, just applying the exponential on ILP, QP, delta T over 2 to the new coordinates. So this is the idea. And in this way, we can rewrite the update as written at page 2. So we have here Q0, P0, which are the initial values. Then we compute Q1, P1, which are obtained by the application of LP delta T over 2. Then we forget about Q0 and P0, and we apply the formula using Q1 and P1. So we apply LQ delta T to the vector with coordinates Q1 and P1, the vector obtained the previous step. And this gives us Q2 and P2. And then we apply the same result to LP. So LP delta T over 2 is applied to Q2 and P2. These are the two values which are then which are used at this step and allows us to compute Q3 and P3. And Q3, P3 give us the values of the coordinate and of the momentum at times t plus delta t. So you see that here, at each step, I'm using the momentum and the coordinate of the previous step, and I'm not using the full set of transformation. I'm using one transformation at a time. So in principle, this is easy to implement in a computer, just simply overwriting the coordinates. So for instance, P0, P1 in a computer simply means overwriting the coordinate P. I have P and I rewrite on the variable P just by adding 1/2 f of Q0 times delta T. Then in step C, I overwrite Q, and in step D, I overwrite again the momentum P. So this is very easy to implement numerically. And this is used when the evolution operator is the product of many factors.